Dean Lester joins us. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nat.
This little carnival they have at Cranbourne, it's growing in strength every year. Look, it's an outstanding program tonight, but having a look at Sunday, the Cranbourne Cup, they'd have to be wrapped with the line-up there. And just having a look at the sprint race, the feature Apache Cat Classic, that's a great line-up too.
Yeah, look, it's really caught on that the Cranbourne Cup is worth $300,000, and it's a terrific race, and the international involvement this year certainly makes it, I think, probably the best field I've seen in a Cranbourne Cup, and looking forward to that on Sunday. But as you said, tonight's Pinker Plate, which will attract a huge crowd. We've got a lovely day and a really good meeting, really, and quite a good punting program.
Well, let's have a look at it. The first race, this is over 1,600. You can take out runners 3, 10, 11. Runners 15 and 16 come out as well. Now we've got number 1, Belmont Express at 5. Mr. McElroy at $3.30 is the current favourite. One over Rod at $3.80. Riverina Explorer at $7.50.
I'm going to go with one over Rod. I think this horse is going very well for Jason Warren. They've taught him to settle, relax and run home, and I think 1,600 third up is probably ideal for him, and I think he'll run very well again, and this might be his chance to break his maiden. Two, Mr. McElroy. He's just got an awkward draw to contend with, as he did at Mowi last start. He had to make a long searching run there, just peaked on his run late. Seven, Riverina Explorer, getting out to the longer trip with two runs under her belt, can be competitive, and Belmont Express with the blinkers first time is the other one worth considering. But one over Rod looks hard to beat there. 5, 2, 7, and 1.
So we go 5, 2, 7, and 1 in the first. The second race, this is a maiden 1,400. You can take out runners 5, 14, and the 15. Main ones, number 3, Diamond Star Halo, first starter for Waterhouse and Bodies at $2.70. Mahira at 6, 8.50 for Mercia Bell, down to 4.40 Peninsula Miss, and $10 for 11, She's Dashing.
First starter here for the Waterhouse Bot Yard, Diamond Star Halo's been very well educated with three recent trials at Flemington. She goes well. The blinker's on. And I think 1,400 metres, she should be able to control the speed, and I think she's clearly the one to beat from 9 Peninsula Miss, who's very close to a win in maiden grade. All of her runs this time in have been good, and she's drawn a good gate here. Next best, number 11, She Dashing. Her run last start was quite good, and the stablemate of Peninsula Miss, and 2 Cosmic Moon, who ran a better race last start. But, gee, I think the first starter's very well suited here, Diamond Star Halo, 3, 9, 11 and 2.
3, 9, 11 and 2, keen on the debutante in race 2. We go to the third. This is over 1,200 metres. She can take out 8, 12, 13 and the 14. Number 1, King Mapura at 3.40. Lorita, who's set to resumes at 5. Last one, Laughing, is set to resume too. It's at $4.20 and well in the market, the second elect. We've got Mondonado at $7.50, and then down to number 9, Smash the Gong, who's a $5 pop.
Yeah, this is the Cranbourne Corinthian to start the picnic season, if you like. And I thought Maldonado was a lot better price probably about an hour ago. He's trimmed up. I think he's a good chance here off a little freshen. Was racing well at the professionals, and he's got one of the legends of the picnic, capering Ray Douglas, aboard. I'm going to go with 4 to beat 9. Smash the Gong, who resumes. Reese Goodwin, another one of the elite riders at the picnics from a good draw. Last season champion rider is Courtney Pace. She takes the ride on King Mapura here. It looks a competitive chance despite the big weight. And 7 Avon Country, who actually won this race last year, can be competitive. But, yeah, really even race. But I thought 4 was a touch of value. 4, 9, 1, 7.
4, 9, 1 and 7. You're planning on doing a few meetings this year?
Oh, I hope so, Nards. Given the opportunity, I'd go to every one of them. But, yeah, they're fantastic punting meetings. So, yeah, looking forward to getting to a few.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number 4 now. This is a fillies and mares maiden over 1,200. Take out 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 14 and the 15. We've got number 6, Not Approved, who's been a runner-up at both runs this prep at 2.80. A first starter for Richard Lamming in Schumer at 2.25. Zoe Lass at 9.50 and other main ones.
Yeah, the key runner here is Schumer. Found the jump out when this horse got its barrier certificate back in April, and it trialled really well. It's obviously trialled more recently. I haven't been able to find it, but the market's suggesting it's going well, and There's not much to beat here, so I think 11's the one to beat. Six, not approved, is the main danger. Both runs this time in have been very competitive and certainly has to be regarded to a degree. And then lesser chances maybe to two Crafty Aquila and one Bahati. But you can see why most of the percentage in this race is taken up with numbers 11 and 6. I think they'll fight it out. 11, 6, 2, 1.
11, 6, 2 and 1. Race 5, Maiden over 2,080. Take out 13, 14, 15 and 16. We've got number 4, Subutai at 9. Well Done My Boy at 7. 290 for the 7 Cores, who's had two runs back now this campaign. T for Shoe at 360. And the Banana Stand is at 850.
Yeah, I like T for Shoe here. I think the market should have her nearly favourite. I think she's a little bit of value at that 360. All of her runs this time in have been good, but they've all been suggesting she's looking for this sort of trip, and she gets to it tonight, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. Number 10 from 7 Cores. I thought had pretty much every chance last start, but both runs this time in have been encouraging. Just a tricky draw to negotiate there early. 4 Sabotai, fitter for two runs in, and 5 Well Done My Boy. Keeps running well, just battling to break through for that first win. But yeah, I thought T for Chew was one of the better bets of the night. 10, 7, 4, 5.
10, 7, 4 and 5. We're up to the quaddy legs now. Race 6 being the first, over 1,000 metres. And here you can take out runners 7, 8, 9, 11 and the 12. We've got number 2, Big Reel at 850. Roy Alec at 5. 420 for number 6, Mistopheles. And then you're down to 10, Open House, who is the favourite after winning first up at $2.20.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot between Mistopheles and Open House. Both are really promising, lightly raced four-year-olds. Mistopheles had trialled well before that first up win. Open House has won 2 of 3 and is a winner here, of course, at the 1,000 at Cranbourne. So with the price discrepancy, I think Mistopheles is slightly the better value, 6 from 10, but they do look the good chances. Royalic, he's going well in this sort of grade. He's going to be competitive again. And Big Reel, barrier 1, got the speed to use it, was in a high-pressure race first up, could certainly turn his form around quickly next best. 6, 10, 3, 2.
6, 10, 3 and 2. The main race of the night is race 7. This is the Pinker Pinker Plate over 2,080 for fillies and mares. You can take out number 11. Now we've got number 1, I'm Feeling Lucky, at 7. 390 for Exocet, then you're down to Smart As You Think at 290, Felica at 380, and History Repeats at $8.50.
I think she's a really good favourite here, Smart As You Think. Whilst her strike rate is moderate to say the least, she's only won 1 of 16. She's run in so many stakes races and run so very well in them that she drops in grade here off a last start effort at set weight Group 2 level behind I Am A Star, who's a legitimate chance in the Toorak tomorrow. So I just think it's an irresistible form line. Her winning distance was at 2,040 at the Valley, and I've thought for several weeks the way she's been shaping, this would be the perfect race for her. I think she'll win to beat 5 for Leica. It was a good win last start. Just wonder if she's a better big track horse, but 2,080 metres is going to suit. 3 extra sets there with a chance, and maybe 9 next best. History Repeats. 4, 5, 3, 9.
4, 5, 3 and 9 in the Pinker Pinker. To race 8, this is over 1,400. Takeout runners 3, 14, 15 and the 16. We've got number 1, Zagaya at 6. Backroads, who was a winner first up last preparation, resumes today at 8.50. 6.50 for Astro Castro. You've got Rock of Mahal at $6. 8.50 for Fudged. Deported is a 4.60 chance. Well, the market thinks it's pretty open.
Yeah, it is. There's just little queries on a few of these runners. Deported was a good, brave first-up win. It was on soft ground, gets onto a drier track tonight, but did a good job to win first up. It's got the tactical speed to make his own luck here and run well again. I thought the best roughie in this race was 6 Captain Red. I was giving him a little chance last week, and he got back on a leader's night at the Valley and had no chance. But 1,400 here, second up, could improve sharply. 1 Zagaya did enough down the straight first up, will be fitter. The extra distance certainly suits. And 7 Rock of Mahal, who's racing quite well. Recent past three runs have all been very solid, has got a chance. But you're right, the market's got it spot on. It's a very open race. And, of course, this is a qualifier for the Country Cup Series on Oaks Day, which is a rich race that initial running this year. So the first two in this race get through to the final. 13, 6, 1 and 7.
13, 6, 1 and 7. And the last event is for the fillies and mares, benchmark 64. Takeout runners 5, 7, 10, 11 and also the 14. To a missed opportunity at 390. Moscow Red, who was a winner on debut, resumes again today for Henry Dwyer at 3:30. Joan Constance at 7:50. Swiss Beauty, who was placed first up at 4:40. Mia Line at $7.50, and all the others are at big odds.
Yeah, I like the first up effort of Swiss Beauty. Narrowly beaten there, and Fitter for the Run, I think, has got a good winning chance here to beat 8 Mia Line, who I thought the time between runs might have been the factor last time out. A lot fitter for that run. Two are missed opportunities down sharply and great off her first up run. And Moscow Red's a query runner for the Henry Dwyer yard. Only had the one run in New Zealand for a win, and looks quite a nice type. But another tough race to finish. 6, 8, 2, and 3.
6, 8, 2, and 3 in the final race. Okay, Dean, best Rafi Quaddy and your player of the day.
I'm going to go to the feature in race 7, the Pinker Pinker Nards. Race 7, number 4, Smart As You Think is the best. The best value was in the Cranbourne Corinthian. Race 3, number 4, Maldonado each way. The Quaddy, first leg 2, 3, 6, 10. Second leg 3, 4, 5. Third leg 1, 6, 7, 12, 13. And the last leg 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8. My player of the night is a parlay 2-3 win race 2 number 3, and that is Diamond Star Halo. A win race 5 number 10, and that is T for Shoe, and a win race 7 number 4, Smart As You Think.